All right, so we're diving into Dunlap, Tennessee today.
Okay.
And you've given me some articles from the Dunlap Directory website. Looks like we're kind of looking for a place with heart, a
Definitely.
strong community, and maybe a little bit of that old-fashioned charm too.
Little something different,
Yeah,
yeah.
something different. So is Dunlap the place to be?
Let's find out.
Okay, so right off the bat, they really emphasize this whole idea of Dunlap being the heart of the Sequatchie Valley.
Yeah, and not just geographically, right? They're in the valley, we get that.
Right, geographically, yeah, it's right there.
But they call themselves the heart. What do you think they mean by that?
It's like they're trying to get at that feeling,
Yeah.
that Dunlap is a place where the community's really strong, where there's a sense of, I don't know, like a pulse,
Yeah, like a heartbeat.
Yeah, a heartbeat.
Real vibrant energy.
Exactly. Okay, so they talk about history meeting modern life. What do you think they mean by that?
Well, it sounds like they've got, those charming historical elements, but they're not stuck in the past.
Right. And they have these incredible old buildings from the 1800s, like right on Main Street.
Oh, wow.
You can practically feel the history when you walk down the street.
That's neat.
Yeah.
So it's not like a museum town.
No, it's not a museum town. It's not frozen in time or anything. They've got this really cool thing, the Dunlap Bluegrass Festival.
Oh, interesting.
Celebrates their musical heritage, but they also bring in modern bands, food vendors. It's a whole mix.
That's a great way to blend the old and the new.
Yeah.
And another thing that stood out to me was their focus on sustainable tourism.
Yeah. They even say choosing Dunlap is an ethical choice.
Wow.
I mean, how often do you see that?
Not very often.
And they're not just saying it. They highlight these specific businesses that are doing really cool things. Like there's a bakery.
Okay, I love a good bakery.
Right. And they source all their ingredients locally.
Fresh local ingredients.
So it's fresh, it supports the local farmers,
That's great.
reduces transportation emissions, wins all around.
And then there's I saw an artisan shop that repurposes materials.
Oh yeah. What do you think they make? I'm curious about that.
I have no idea, but that sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of materials are we talking
Yeah,
about?
and then of course you got to have a coffee shop.
Of course, yeah.
But even the coffee shop, they're very specific. They use ethically sourced, organic, fair trade
So you
beans.
can feel good about your coffee.
Right, even your morning coffee.
It really seems like they're walking the walk when it comes to sustainability.
Totally. But it's not just about the businesses, right? They also really encourage visitors to go beyond the guidebook.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, talk to the locals.
Get the inside scoop.
They even mention that travelers who rely on local recommendations have higher satisfaction rates.
Makes sense.
So what do you say? Are you ready to uncover some of Dunlap's hidden
I'm
gems?
ready. Let's do it.
All right, lay it on me. What are these hidden gems?
So they have this section, it's called Other Resources,
Okay.
and it lists some interesting spots, like first up, the Sequatchie River Blueway.
The Sequatchie River Blueway.
Ever heard of it?
I haven't, no.
Sounds like a designated paddling trail along the river.
Okay.
So you could like imagine kayaking down this serene river,
Oh, wow.
surrounded by the beauty of the valley. They really talk about how tranquil it is.
That sounds really cool, like a whole different side of Dunlap.
Yeah, exactly.
What else?
Okay, next one is the historic Coke Ovens Park.
Coke ovens, like Coca-Cola.
No, not the drink.
Okay.
These were ovens from like the 1800s.
Oh, wow.
They used them to convert coal into coke, which was then used for iron and steel production.
Huh, interesting. So this park is like a glimpse into Dunlap's past.
Yeah, like their industrial history.
Okay,
They say
cool.
it's a bit off the beaten path, but if you're into history, it's a must-see.
I like that. All right, last hidden gem. What is it?
This one's called the Game Shack Cafe.
The Game Shack Cafe.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of games they have.
Right, like is it board games, arcade games?
Or maybe it's more like a sports bar kind of thing.
Who knows, but it sounds like a fun local spot.
Yeah, you can probably get a good feel for the town there.
Exactly.
Okay, so kayaking, a historical park, and a cafe with a quirky name.
Yeah.
Not bad for a town that's supposedly off the beaten path.
Right, but they also talked a lot about the events in Dunlap.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
it's not just the places, it's the people too, you know?
Yeah, it seemed to have something going on all the time.
Farmers markets, craft fairs, music festivals.
It sounds pretty lively.
Yeah, and they really emphasize that these events are about connecting with the locals,
Oh,
learning
right.
about their traditions. It's that whole experiencing the heart of Dunlap thing.
It's like what they were saying about ethical travel, right?
Yeah.
Leaving a positive impact.
It's not just about what Dunlap can offer you.
It's about what you can offer Dunlap. They
Exactly.
even shared those stories, remember, from visitors who had those kinds of
Oh,
experiences,
yeah.
like spending an evening on a diner porch, just sharing stories and laughing.
Or meeting a local artist and getting a glimpse into their work.
Yeah, it sounds like the kind of place where you can really make those genuine connections.
The kind of memories that stick with you.
Okay, so we've covered the downtown, sustainability, hidden gems, community spirit.
What's the verdict?
Is Dunlap worth a visit?
I think based on all this, it definitely seems like Dunlap offers something special.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a place to slow down, connect with nature, history, experience some real hospitality.
And let's not forget the food.
Oh, right. All that delicious food made with a conscience.
It really does seem like they're mindful of their impact, both local and global.
It's not just a place to go, it's a place to learn and grow.
So if you're looking for something different,
yeah,
a little more mindful, a little more heartwarming,
Dunlap, Tennessee might be just the ticket.
Yeah, it really does sound like it's more than just taking a vacation. It's like you're participating in a community, even if it's just for a short time.
It's not passive tourism. It's engaging with the people and the place.
Exactly. And they actually even challenge you to think about what you can bring to Dunlap, not just what you can take away from it.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that travel can be a two-way street.
Definitely.
More than just taking pictures and, you know, buying souvenirs.
Right. It's about leaving a positive footprint. Not just a carbon footprint.
Well said. So to wrap things up, what would you say is the one key takeaway about Dunlap?
I think I'd say if you're looking for an authentic experience, a chance to connect with genuine people, and a destination that values sustainability and community, Dunlap, Tennessee should be at the top of your list.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Dunlap.
You're welcome.
We hope you discovered something new and inspiring. Mm. And who knows, maybe you'll even find yourself planning a trip there soon.
Yeah. Happy travels.
And remember, we'll be back with another deep dive soon, exploring more hidden gems and off-the-beaten-path destinations.
Sounds good.
Until then, keep exploring and keep learning.